Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. The truth is found to be lies in all the joy within you.
That's Grace Slick bringing us back. Jefferson Starship, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that you can watch. We got lots of videos there. You can listen. Thousands of podcasts of interviews that I've done with very smart people like our guest this half hour, Stein Hendricks, with Acumatica. And you can read articles that I've written, or my brain trust members have written thousands of those as well. I don't think there's another site on the world that has the kind of robust information that we have there from as many smart people as we do. So please check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all free thanks to our great corporate partners. Stein Hendricks is our guest. As I said, he's your new friend, but my longtime friend. But this is the first time he's been on the show. I knew him when he was with Microsoft. He's a chief marketing officer for Acumatica. And it's a cloud-based company, a company that's helping people like you and me get our act together and our strategy organized in the cloud. Stein, thanks again for hanging out with us. Is that the website, Acumatica.com?
Yeah, that's our website, Jim, but you can find accounting software in the cloud.
Acumatica, just like it sounds, Acumatica, Acumatica.com. So tell us, what is the main product of Acumatica?
We provide an ERP package, which is mostly called accounting software.
Enterprise productivity.
Enterprise resource planning.
It's an old acronym,
but it's really accounting software, again, for small businesses. That also includes CRM. It includes supply chain software, distribution, professional services. It's very complete.
And it all reconciles with a general ledger, and it all kind of integrates together, doesn't it?
Yeah, and things like general ledger and accounts receivable, they haven't really evolved over time. There's not a lot of innovation there. But the software is really very innovative in the sense that it's completely cloud-based. You can use it anywhere, on an iPad, on a PC. It doesn't need any installation, so you just go to your browser.
Mm-hmm.
And as
you don't have to buy your own servers. You don't have to do your own backup. You don't have to go in once a month and go through all that. You don't have to have technicians come in. And, I mean, folks, if you want to know what the old system's like, if you're new to this, go talk to somebody who had the old systems, the old install-based systems. And if you want to get an idea, what do you think, Stein?
Yeah, you're right. You just log in wherever you are in the world and whatever device you are, and you use all your accounting functionality. You can access all your information, your customers, everything.
What about security? What about safety? What about cyber attacks? How do people get comfortable with that? Because you're asking them, Stein, you're asking them to give you their life.
Yeah, the best analogy that I always use is electronic banking that most people already use. We use the newest software technology both from an encryption perspective and the way the browser works and the way we use password technology, the way we store information. It's all very similar to what electronic banking solutions use. Very secure, very encrypted. Much better often than what happens on your local computer, where a lot of this information is stored without any security layer.
Well, so all right, and I get that because I do a lot of cloud-based banking. You're right, but that's only, you know, I still kind of feel like my money's in the bank though, physically in the bank over there, and so you're right about the security part of it. But how do companies like yours convince their customers that their numbers, that their information, not only secure from preventing people from stealing it, but that it's safe? That it's not going to melt down. That it's safe from cyber attacks and things like that.
It's very important that you know who you store your information with. There are many cloud providers out there that you have to really review. Where is their data center located? What do they do with your information?
So these are questions you should ask, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. In our case, we store everything on a product called Azure. Azure is the Microsoft cloud service,
right?
Which is actually the same the same data center, the same infrastructure, where some of these banks store the information. Very secure data centers across the world that are monitored and audited by governments, by independent financial authorities that have passed many types of certifications.
Mm-hmm.
And we, Acumatica, doesn't build an infrastructure like that ourselves. We basically we store all our information, all our customers' information on the Azure infrastructure that Microsoft provides, which is together with Google and Amazon, one of the only few that is completely government certified and very secure.
Huh. All right. So what size company is your company looking for? What's the smallest? What's the smallest? Say number of employees or volume that your company would look for?
Our software is serious accounting software, Jim, which means it's for the user who doesn't fit QuickBooks anymore or other small accounting software packages.
If you're ready to graduate from the desktop, so to speak, you probably could be a prospect.
If you have a more complicated ledger, if you have some supply chain, some distribution, some professional services, that's where you need Acumatica. And it's still very suitable for a small business with a few employees, but with the more complex accounting needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you basically get everything in one solution, including CRM and including all your accounting needs.
All right. That sounds good. Hey, Stein, it's been great having you on the show. We've known each other all these years. It's fun to finally get you on the show and to talk about cloud computing, which my audience knows is one of my favorite topics. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely. And I want to throw out one more thing, Jim. It's very important.
Quickly.
A lot of cloud solutions pay per user, and we basically give you everything, unlimited users, which is important. You can involve everyone.
Right. All right, that's good. Acumatica.com. Hey, Stein, come back again real soon. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.